Why does God plant us in churches? It's to afford us that opportunity to work for Him. That's why it's important we meet together as a church so that we receive the blessing. So when the word of God, the rhema, comes like this, the word has come. In the word is the blessing. The moment you receive the word, great grace is imparted for that which must be accomplished. So there is the informative dimension of the Bible and there's the revelatory dimension of the Bible. The revelation shows you what you must do to experience the hand of God. So when the word comes in the revelatory dimension, there is instruction.
Now, your word in season.
Lord, our hands are lifted up in honor of your name. Thank you for the opportunity to serve you. Thank you for gathering us in your presence. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. This morning, our hearts and our minds are open, Lord, to receive your word with faith, with meekness, and with gladness. Let everyone under the sound of my voice be blessed indeed, even according to thy word. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen.
Amen.
So we've been learning or looking at mastering the art of asking and what? Receiving. And we've come to the place where we started to look at dealing with doubt last week. Okay, between the time I have received and the time of manifestation, how do I deal with doubt? Because many things will happen in between that time, that if you are not careful, you will doubt even the ability of God to give you that thing that you have asked. Okay? So, we looked at how we deal with doubt last week. Then, we saw that you need to come to a place of full persuasion, where you are fully persuaded. Like, there's no room for any other consideration. So we saw from Abraham, Romans chapter 4, from verse number 17. Hallelujah. Romans 4, from verse 17. It says, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead, and calleth those things which be not as though they were. Who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. Remember, at this time, Abraham is already 100 years. So nothing in the physical shows that it is possible. The next verse. And being not weak in faith, he conceded not. So there was no consideration of the flesh. Because if he conceded the flesh, it's not possible. He conceded not his own body now dead. The man was alive, but the body was dead. When he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. So considering anything apart from what God has said will weaken your faith. Okay? Because when you observe what is happening around, you may doubt what he has said. So, is it really possible? It is. And glory. The next verse, he says, he staggered not at the promise of God. So the word stagger there, I told you, to doubt is to stagger. So what has God said? Have you prayed? Have you asked? Do you believe you have received? Then, in between the period you have received and manifestation, you need to be careful you don't stagger. Because to stagger is to be torn between two opinions. It may or may not. Do you understand? It may or may not. So it's like you are not sure whether it can even come. But that sometimes you feel it may come. You are staggering. The Bible says, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. And I understand the word of God says, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. So you are not supposed to be double-minded. You shouldn't have double mind about what you believe you have received. Okay? I believe you are big. And when I look at the physical and the circumstances surrounding your life, nothing looks big. All right? So between the period where I believe I've received and the period of manifestation, okay, we must fight doubt. We must deal with doubt and ensure that doubt does not short circuit the power of God. Doubt does not cut short manifestation. Is that okay? So let's read till verse 22. I want to show you something there. And being fully persuaded, fully, not half, fully persuaded, like fully convinced, like fully convinced that he had so much confidence that irrespective of what the physical is saying, he is fully persuaded, that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. So when you are fully persuaded, you don't doubt the ability of God to perform. Do you understand? You know what he has said, he can. Praise God. The next verse, verse 22. It says, and therefore, I want you to see something here. And therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness. Say righteousness. Righteousness. Say righteousness. Righteousness. Good. So because of that, he was considered righteous. He was considered one who is in right standing with God. Because he believed what God has said. He did not doubt what God has said. Okay? Amen. When you are fully persuaded, I told you that there is something that will be in your heart. It is what is called peace. It's what is called what? Peace. So, you've not seen the physical manifestation, but you believe you have received. And when you are fully persuaded that the God who has promised, he is able to perform, when you are fully persuaded, you will be at what? There will be peace. This is what Abraham got to. So he was no longer disturbed because he knew that God is able. Hello? Even at 150. If it was going to be 150, that's where sometimes we miss it. Because when you check the time, have you ever asked for something and you were checking time all the time? You were checking time all the time and it looked like it's delaying. All right? Then you begin to vacillate. Will this thing really happen? Most of the time, what we ask ourselves, is something wrong with me? Have you ever been there? But that's a way you'll be saying, that's a way. So, Have you been with them? Probably. Do you know when they asked? All right. So when you are fully persuaded, peace. There's peace. A peace you cannot explain. The only thing that you can explain is that I'm fully persuaded. That's why this peace is there. It's like, it shouldn't be something you should have peace about, but you are at peace. Hey. That is what he said. Well, that is what he meant when he said it was imputed to him for righteousness. Because when righteousness is there, peace is there. Peace. Peace. Okay? Peace. Let's read Isaiah. Let's read Isaiah. Isaiah 32. Verse 17 and verse 18. So I pray that between receiving and manifestation, you'll be fully persuaded. And it will be characterized with what? Peace. Asumje a ebronti asyesu. That's what Paul said. Peace. He says, and the work of righteousness shall be. And the work of righteousness shall be
peace.
And the effect of righteousness, quietness and what? Forever. You see? This is what we call full persuasion. This is the realm Abraham got to. Now he knew that, look, God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that I could ever ask or think. And once he has said it, he has the ability to perform. So, it doesn't matter what you are saying around me. Once God has said it, I'm fully persuaded that it will happen. At that moment, there's this peace. Huh? You are walking. Probably you've asked for a car. Let me use that as an example. Anybody believing for a car around? Anybody? Okay. Yes. So you've asked for a car. You believe you've received it, like you've placed the picture in front of you, you've prayed, you've meditated on the, okay? And you have this assurance that I've received it, okay? But it's not manifested yet. But when you are walking in the scorching sun, oh, Father, thank you for my car. Abraham started giving glory to God. The sun had not yet manifested, but he was giving glory. Thank you for my car, Lord. Okay, let me share this secret with you. Maybe you will see it. I pray you see it. When you have truly received, anytime you see some of that thing, you are able to see. Let me say it again. Can I have your phone? Let's say this is what? It's what? 11 Pro Max. Let's say you want 11 Pro Max. I want to make it as practical as possible. Let's say you want 11 Pro Max. You have prayed about it. You believe you have received. Hello? So now when you are checking, you don't check anything below 11 Pro Max. And from that time, you will be surprised. Anytime you see somebody holding 11 Pro Max, you see it. At first, you won't even see it. When you see it, you don't even recognize it. Has it happened to you? I'm showing you, you have received. If you start having that thing, you have received. Like, let's say you want a certain car. Before that time, you don't see that car. But it's almost like the moment you receive it, anywhere you are walking when that car passes, why? Because it's so real in your heart that you can see it. But those around you can't see it. So now you start giving glory to God for that. Does it make sense? When you have received it indeed, you'll be surprised. Every other thing loses. You realize that. Baby, I'll be sharing. Hey, man, did anybody know? You say it to yourself. Ish. They can't even know. And especially when you see the same color. Are you following what I'm saying? You will be surprised if even it's a dress. You will be surprised that all of a sudden you can see people wearing some of that dress. All of a sudden you start seeing. Because there's nothing new under the sun. That thing you are waiting for, somebody has it. If you are expecting 11 Pro Max and you don't know how 11 Pro Max looks, you have not received it. You didn't get it. That's why last time I was trying to encourage you to help your faith. Because that thing you are looking for is already around. So have you gone on the internet? Can you show a picture of it? Do you know the various colors they made? If you are hungry enough for it, you'll be surprised that you know how many colors they made when they manufactured it the first time. Still, you are not getting what I'm saying. Does it make sense? Have you received the wedding? What are your colors? That means if truly you have received it, you will realize that you start having practical pictures. Then I said, physical manifestation has not happened. But you realize that you are at peace because you know this thing, I've received it. It will come. Am I communicating? Hey, some few years to come, you will come and shake my hand and say, Pastor, thank you very much. That message you preached, it really helped me. I see your car. I see your houses. If you have asked God for a house and you have received, you will be already proceeding for building plan to be drawn for you. But when you have not received, you are very hesitant in making steps towards manifestation. Hello? For example, you pray that it should rain. And then you believe that you received the instruction that it will rain. The next morning when you are going out, you will pick umbrella. It's just an example. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Yeah. Glory to God. So righteousness. The work of righteousness shall be peace. Peace. You are not worried anymore. Worry flies away. You are not worried. You are believing for a baby. You have prayed about it. Which one? A girl? You start buying girls' clothes. Nobody's expecting a baby, so everybody's face is straight. Probably somebody's listening to you will be expecting a baby. Hallelujah. It says, and the effect of righteousness is what? Quietness and assurance forever. This is what Apostle Paul meant in Philippians 4, 6 and 7. Oh, I pray you get this. Those of you that when we ask you, what really do you want? You say, Ebia. You don't have it. Ebia is a sign that you have not received anything. Ebia. 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 Land Cruiser Prado. Ebia. You've got to be specific. You get it? Someone say, but Pastor, what if it is not God's will for you to have it? You see, that means you have a problem. You don't even know God's will. You've not started. That means you've not started. Go and listen to the first message. You've not started. You get the point. Yeah. Oh, really? We will fry something for you, can't eat. Okay, so this is what Apostle Paul meant. He says, be careful for, but in everything by and with, let your request be made known. Then what will happen afterwards? Look at verse 7. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your heart and minds through Christ Jesus. So the moment you recognize that peace, listen, it will manifest. But when you are still worried about it, the chances are you have not really received it yet, or you have entered into doubt. Are you following it? I pray it becomes very practical to you, very applicable, because our situations are different. I hope you are getting the point. Because what I'm expecting is not what you're expecting. Yeah, what you're expecting may not be what the other person is expecting. But the word of God is true. The principle is the same. Okay? You have been praying to God for a husband. A man comes to you and says, I like you. Then you say no. You say, Pastor, but do I say yes to every man? That's what I'm saying. Are you sure? Are you sure you know what you want? Ask if a female is sitting by you and the person is not married. Ask the person for me, are you sure you know what you want? I said, no. You have been praying. Or probably you gave God specs. You gave God the specs of the man you want. That's why when that man showed up, you said no, isn't it? Human specs. You think human is Prado? A human being made in the image and likeness of God. You know, most of the time, those that are waiting for specs in a husband or a wife, they don't find them. Because every man or woman has some nenso somewhere. And later in the years, you realize that those specs, you know, they didn't really mean much. Huh? You want six packs? You want marriage or six packs? Which one? You see, that is why you are not receiving it, you know, because he says you ask and receive not because you ask amiss. Look at what God wants to give you a husband. You want six packs. You see, you've not understood the will of God. You want six packs, 1995 model. Can you imagine? People of God. Please, ladies, I don't know why, but I feel for my daughters, the ladies. Please. Please don't have so much of specifications for a husband. Probably the number one specification should be that he fears God. Yes. Because the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Yes. And if he truly fears God, he won't be lazy. He'll be hardworking. So probably that should be your... Huh? It's because six packs don't feed human being. Huh? Yes. Please. Beard doesn't provide breakfast. Please. Please. I beg you. And when you are growing as a young lady, please don't just be rejecting everybody, rejecting. Look, when you are growing, let me tell you something. When you are growing, even your the chances of giving birth to an abnormal child is very high. As a female, the doctors are here, maybe I'm wrong. But what I know is that the same way natural eggs can go bad, the female eggs too can go bad. Do you know how you test if egg is bad? Do you know about the floating egg and the sinking egg? Go and read. When egg is bad, does it float on water or it will sink? You should be able to know. Yeah. But the female egg, when you are growing older, you've passed a certain age. I don't want to mention any age before somebody says that, Pastor, you are cursing me. I'm not going to say anything. The eggs begin to, you see, do you understand what I'm trying to say? If I'm wrong, please. If there are medically sound people here, you can say I'm wrong. So please, when God is bringing you young men in their prime who like you, please don't be pushing everybody away. Pushing everybody away. Because you are looking for Mr. Perfect, Mr. Right. Hey. Young lady. I'm off here. Who would you? Please. And also the young men. Choose one lady and stay with her. You too, you like so many ladies. Why? And when you have said to a lady, I like you, please don't disappoint her. Be faithful and marry her. No. Don't be around here. Then you say, my bias is sir. My bias is sir. Say, first, not my dream, you say, but say, my bias is sir. Fetcher me. Baby, obo di ebe nyam. Obo di ebe nyam. People of God. Obo di ebe nyam. She has wasted her time with you. You say, my dear sister. It's not a nice thing. I don't know why the Holy Ghost is making me say this, but please. And when you are in a relationship, you see, baby, I'm on that mama. When you are in a relationship too and the thing is not working, and you know the thing is not working, and you have to eject quickly so that somebody else can come. Instead of wasting time, some people have been in a relationship for 8 years before they know that it won't work. 8 years. Hey, 10 years. That's when they are realizing it won't work. Oh, Lord have mercy on us. Anyway, so peace, okay? Peace. So how do we come to the place of full persuasion? I said through meditation. Through what? Do you want to pass something to me? Through meditation. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. God had promised them the land. They have now been given access. But how will they take possession of it? God gives Joshua a very powerful secret of having good success. And in this case, to kill doubt and to be in full persuasion, we must not joke with meditation. Meditating on the promises of God, okay? It drives you into full persuasion. So he says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. Say meditate, say it. Say like you are here, meditate, meditate. Thou shalt meditate day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and thou shalt have... Only two people are minding me. Thou shalt have... Let's read, everybody, let's read 1, 2, go. Joshua 1, 8, go. This book of the law, shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. Say day and night. Day and night. Good, continue. That thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein, for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have meditation. Meditating on the promises of God, that which he has spoken to you about, and even on that which he has spoken generally about his promises in the Bible. Tell somebody, take your Bible serious. Your Bible. Mr. Junoba, good to see you. Me watch you, way. So, if you take the word of God serious, to meditate therein, you will be driven to full persuasion about matters. There's power in the word of God. I'm talking about the written word of God. That now becomes your rhema. There's a lot of power in the word of God. Don't doubt it. And don't throw the Bible away just chasing prophecies, because you think it is prophecies that come to pass. We have a sure word of prophecy, and that's the written word of God. Am I communicating? Listen. Don't wait for someone to come and tell you that you have a car. Before now, you believe that you can have a car. You can see a car in the Bible. I say, how can you see a car in the Bible? How can I see a car in the Bible? Every good and perfect gift comes from above. What is a car? It's not a good gift. Huh? Ask somebody for me, do you believe a car is a good gift? What do you say to that? The way some of you look, it's as if you don't expect a car. It's a bad thing. I want you to smile.
Hey, no, because I'm the preacher. When I look at your faces, it's like you are not expecting cars. No, it's serious. It's a very serious thing. You don't want a car.
I want a car.
Hey. Father made the desire for Pragya boat and things. I curse it in the hearts of your people. You don't want to have a car. You are going to have houses.
Amen.
You can catch the promises of God concerning having houses. Then meditating on those words would drive your full, it will drive you into full persuasion about having your own house. Jeremiah 29. I want to show you just a scripture to meditate on concerning a house. Jeremiah 29 verse 5. 1, 2, go.
Build
ye houses. They were in captivity. We were going to stay in captivity for 70 years. And God says, build houses. God didn't say rent houses. He said, build ye houses. And do what? That means God expects that you build a house and finish and go and live in it. Hey. And plant gardens and eat the fruit. So New Living Translation, new century, 21st century translation, and open businesses and eat the fruit, because not all of us will plant gardens, but everybody can plant a business. I hope you are getting the point. If you can spend time to meditate, for example, on a scripture like this, let me give you another scripture, the book of Psalm. I'm just giving you examples. Because some of you really don't believe in the Bible that much. That when you spend time to meditate on the scripture, it drives you into full persuasion. That causes you to see manifestation of things. The book of Psalm. 1:2. Psalm 1:2. Verse 1:2 and 3. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighted greatly in his. So right away, he's shown you, you must be one that fears God and delight greatly in his commandments. The next verse. His seed shall be what? Upon earth. The generation of the upright shall be. So he's talking about you, right? So your seed shall be mighty upon the earth. Right? Amen. How would your seed be mighty upon the earth? So you see, just by meditating on this scripture, you'll be surprised how you'll be moved to marry and give birth. And now you know that your seed will be mighty upon the earth. So you can't look at your children and say, Tibonkoso. Because by meditating on this scripture, you know that your seed shall be mighty. Your seed shall not be Tibonkoso.
Amen.
Do you know Tibonkoso? Can we all read it? 1, 2, go. In who? His house, not rented place. Where? His house. That, this scripture alone qualifies you to have a house. Somebody will say, but how does this qualify to you? If you can spend time to meditate on the scripture, I said it will drive you into full persuasion. That brings forth manifestations. Am I communicating? I pray you hear me. Meditation. He told Joshua, if you want to have good success, spend time to meditate. Now, what is meditation? Because I want to just spend time there this morning to help you, so that as you go to meditate, you will know what it is, okay? And have the full benefit of it. What is meditation? Number one, meditation is the art of becoming successful. Is the art of becoming what?
Successful.
Many Christians don't meditate deeply on the word of God. For example, as you've come to church like this, you hear the word of God. After today, some people will never hear the word of God again till next Sunday. till next Sunday. Some people, it's been 5 months since they opened their Bible. If I'm dialing your number, please pick up. Some people never listen to a message twice. What did he tell Joshua? He says, you will make your way what? Prosperous, and you have good success. So meditation is the art of becoming what? 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 15. I pray you hear me, because meditation will drive you to full persuasion. There will be no place for doubt. You'll be surprised. Doubt will fly away. He says, meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them. Then what will happen? That thy profiting may appear to all. Your profiting. I mean, see, God wants you to profit, but profiting in God's way comes through meditation. Okay? Number two, what is meditation? Meditation is the art of extracting wisdom. Meditation is the art of what? Extracting wisdom. Extracting wisdom. Extracting wisdom. When you spend time to think, meditate on the word, you realize that the spirit of that word would give you understanding. Okay? So now you have wisdom on what to do. Wisdom on what to do. That's why when he told Joshua, meditate, the next thing he says, that you may observe to do. Because wisdom is knowing what to do and how to do it. That is wisdom. Knowing what to do and how to do it. Because, for example, what you have believed, you are believing God for, what you have prayed about and you believe you have received, you need details about that thing of how to get that thing, okay? How to get it to work. But if you don't meditate, you cannot extract wisdom. So you see, if even it's a business that you want to do, that you have spoken to the Lord about, the more you spend time to meditate, the more you extract wisdom, from God, from his word, concerning what to do and how to do it. Praise God. So I pray as you go and meditate, you will be extracting deep wisdom. Number three. Meditation is the art of thinking deeply. It's the art of what?
Thinking deeply.
Do you have time to think? I'm not talking about you have time to worry. Worrying is different from thinking. Thinking is creative. Thinking is what? Creative. So whatever you are waiting for, its manifestation. Do you have time to meditate on the word of God? Think deeply about it. You will be surprised in the deep moments of thinking. Your creativity will be sparked. So, this week, dedicate some time to thinking deeply about the word of God and even about the things you are doing. Praise God. The world is so hot now. If you are not careful, you won't think. You will pray by default. Most people don't think. No, you must think deeply. And when you think deeply about the word of God, you get valuables out of the word of God. Sometimes you need to spend a lot of time to think about one particular thing. Then you realize that dark sayings will become clear to you. Things that have been covering things will be removed, and you will start to see what others cannot see, because you are thinking deeply about it. Your mind, your brain, your brain is like a muscle. If you don't think, it doesn't really develop. Think. Jenny. That is worry. You are disturbed. You are worried. It takes your peace away. But I'm talking about thinking creatively. Thinking. Okay? All right. Number. Meditation is the art of repetition. Meditation is the art of what? Repetition. 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 For example, if you go home and you listen to this message I'm preaching again, you are repeating it. And the more you repeat something to yourself, the deeper you drive it into your heart. Okay? The deeper you drive it into your heart. Things that you hear once or read once really don't get into your heart. Comprends? And please, there are some of you, you don't really listen to the messages again and again. It's important you do so. For example, 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 5, message. Let's read. I want you to see this. When the message we preached came to you, it wasn't just words. Something happened in you. The Holy Spirit puts steel in your convictions. Huh? Steel is like putting iron rods into a concrete cast. Now it becomes a solid pillar, right? Column. He says, the message that we preach to you, no, it was not just words. Something happened in you, okay? Let me ask, I'm going to ask you a very simple question. Please answer me if you know what I'm saying applies to you. How many of you, you got interested in getting married when you heard me speak about marry Elio for a long time? Anybody here? Oh, I have few testimonies. Some people didn't lift their hands. May the Spirit put into you, steal into your conviction. That is why you are 35. You are still not married. And you are still postponing till next year. When I say next year, not 2026. Every year they say next year. They've been saying next year for the past 10 years. Hallelujah. When the message we preach came to you, it wasn't just words. Something happened in you. So when I preach and I'm always bringing, you are going to be wealthy. You will be rich. You will build a house. Still is being put into your conviction. Your convictions about that thing. So when you hear it again and again, it is repetition. And your conviction about the thing will grow stronger. Listen, this is how you are driven into full persuasion. Full persuasion about things don't just come. Huh? They don't just come. They come through meditation. And I pray for you that as you continually hear the word and meditate, repetition is happening and it is driving you closer and closer to your manifestation. In Jesus' mighty name. Somebody say amen. A few words I end for today. Don't doubt God's ability to do what he has said. Believe it. Make sure you are focusing well on the word of God through meditation to drive your roots deeper, to move you to a place of full persuasion. It doesn't matter what is happening around you. What God has said he will do, he's able to do. Never forget, he is the God who created all we see, and nothing is too hard for him. I don't know what you're expecting from the Lord, but as I round up my message this morning, I encourage your faith. Hold on to the word of God until you see manifestation. I think I have gone through a lot of teaching for a period of time to show you how to ask and receive, how to master the art. please go and repeat the messages to yourself again and see how you come to full persuasion concerning matters. Remember, we serve a big God and we should be big in our dreaming. Don't let anything siphon your ability to dream. You can dream. Don't look at the African situation and think it's not possible. We have testimonies of Africans who have dreamt and they have seen it come to pass. Are you following what I am saying? Consider not your environment now dead. Be strong in faith, knowing that the one that has promised, he is able to do. I see greatness in this place. I see men and women that will hold on to the word of God until they see great manifestations. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I see you coming to full persuasion about matters. That which you have asked the Lord for and believe you have received. I see you coming to full persuasion. From the time you receive to the time of manifestation, you will not doubt. You will hold on and you come back with a testimony. Now look. These are my fruits. I held on to the word and I have fruits to show. In the name of the Lord Jesus. What she has sorry. Men now. And you are here no. Huh? And you are here no. That is not your end. Whatever situation you find yourself in, that is not your end. There's a better tomorrow. Huh? There were one. Yes, if there are chaps on poor and that's what's a t in Zoom can be. Don't give up. Don't give up. Most importantly, don't give up on yourself. Huh? Don't give up on yourself. I tell you, there were many that got into worse situation than yours, but they came out. They came out. Don't give up on yourself and now wish you were dead. Don't do that. Don't do that. And never think what you are thinking about cannot come to pass. It can. So tap somebody and tell the person, Pastor says, don't give up on yourself. Hallelujah. Have I helped you this morning? This morning I will not go any further. God bless you. Close your eyes. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus. May these words that you have heard, may the Spirit of God take them and by them put steel in your conviction. Nothing can cause you to cast away your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. Patience is what you need. That after you have done the will of God, you shall receive the promises. As you meditate on God's word, as you give attention to his word, you will be driven to full persuasion. And nothing can make you doubt the ability of God to perform. I pray that your dream portals will be opened, that you'll be able to dream big. For he is a God who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ever ask or think. He is a God who said that eye had not seen, ear had not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man what God has prepared for them that love him. May our dream portals be opened. May we be able to dream big. May nothing be able to restrict our ability to see the great futures that God has for us. He told Abraham, as far as your eyes can see. May the eyes of our hearts, the eyes of our minds be able to see far, be able to see big things, be able to capture great pictures. And as we look into the scriptures, may we catch pictures from the scriptures that as we meditate, we'll be driven to full persuasion to see great things manifest in time. Father, we thank you. And now I speak forth that everyone here shall surely be great in their chosen fields. They shall be leading ones. They shall not be at the bottom of the triangle. They shall be at the top. They shall be part of the few that shall be at the top. Any area anyone finds themselves, they will not be part of the masses that are at the bottom. They will be at the top in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I prophesy over your head. You will be part of the leading ones. You will be part of the leading ones in your generation, in your field. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And these words I've spoken to you, They are not just words. Something has happened in you, and the Holy Ghost has taken it and is putting steel in your convictions. You are blessed, even in Jesus' mighty name. Anyone that has given up and is giving up and think there's no hope, I speak to your spirit. I speak to your soul. There is hope. There is hope. God has not left you. God has not left you. God has not left you. If even you've fallen 7 times, you shall rise again. If even you live in darkness now, the Lord is your light. I see hope. I see a great future. I see. Things shall work again. Don't give up. You won't end up where you are. There's a brighter tomorrow. There's a brighter tomorrow. You are blessed, even in Jesus' mighty name. Let all who believe shout a living amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. As I was praying like that for you, I could see clouds shifting from people. Dark clouds were being removed from people's head. Some of you, you could feel utima yedudu du ujuna insi. So that dark cloud is lifted. If you never call ujuna be fatu, ujuna be dao fine. You will come back with a testimony. I could see there are people, they cannot sleep. They have been really gripped with even fear. But that dark cloud, I said, is lifted. In Jesus' name. Somebody shout a living amen.
Amen.
God bless you for joining in today's broadcast. If you want to give your heart to Christ, I want you to make this confession heartily after me. Say, dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for your word. I believe in my heart that you died on the cross, and on the third day you were raised back to life and you are alive. I confess your lordship over my life. From this day, my name is kept in the book of life. Thank you for saving me, even in Jesus' name. Amen. If you said this confession, you're a child of God, and I want you to find a Bible believing church and be planted in it. Or you can join us in the Shepherd Stream Church and you will grow to become a great tree of righteousness that will bear fruit to the glory of God. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.
Thank you for listening to the Shepherd's Voice with my Pastor Christian. We believe you've been refreshed by the Shepherd's Stream for a glorious living in Christ Jesus. You can get the messages of the man of God, Pastor Christian, on Telegram, Facebook, YouTube, podcast, or podcast addit, all at My Pastor Christian or Shepherd's Stream Church. For further inquiries, prayer, or pastoral counseling, messages, and the books of Pastor Christian, please call our helpline on +233 540-953-015 or +233 558-863-287, or visit our international office at Edum opposite the GRA office, Kumasi. We also have the pleasure to invite you to join us in our glorious celebration services this and every Sunday at the Fresh Oil Assembly, Kumasi City Church, KCC, in the Senate Conference Room, Edum, on the Hyper Road, from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. You can also join in our services via YouTube Live at Pastor Godfrey Christian Apiafe. Come, pray, be seated, and experience the glory of God. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.